Our next guest has made her name and built her following in the indie rock scene. She won the Grammy in 2015 for Best Alternative Album. She filled in for Kurt Cobain when Nirvana reunited at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she's sometimes compared to David Bowie because of her high art, high concept songs. Her name is Annie Clark, but she performs as St. Vincent. Why St. Vincent? That's a normal question to ask, right? Turns out it's one of her interview pet peeves, and she's got quite a few of them. In fact, she made a satirical video short making fun of bad interview questions. So that seemed like a pretty good place to start.
So what is the worst question that I could possibly ask you? Let's just get that out.
Okay. Well, I have a couple.
Okay.
The where's the name St. Vincent come from? Because that it's such a like first thing on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
But you know what the worst one is?
Tell me.
And it's not the worst because it doesn't need to be spoken about. It's not that. It's that the answer ought to be so nuanced and you need like a semester of university to unpack it. But the women in music question is just like, the short answer is like, what's it like to be a woman in music? Well, it means you get asked about being a woman in music. It's very tedious because there's no good answer.
All right, well, this is the sound of me ripping up all my questions.
Oh, no!
I'll just have to start over. All right, we will not ask this. We will dig into the music.
And there's a lot to dig into because this album is a bit of a departure. There's less guitar, and St. Vincent swapped her longtime producer for one known for his work with artists like Lorde and Taylor Swift. Here's the first single.
New York is in New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only in the city who can handle.
Yeah, she just dropped an F-bomb.
New love wasn't true love.
I love that you laugh when you hear that.
It was two-part. One part of it, yes, is that I love using blue language as like a term of endearment, but also because I've got my little brother here, and he was dancing for me during that part.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it is a moment in that song, and I'm sure this is the thing people ask, but I'm going to ask anyway, because it is this lyrical, lovely, beautiful thing, and all of a sudden there's a, huh?
Well, it is, but I also feel like that term, it sums up so much. Like, it sums up all the feelings that you have for someone whom you love.
It's like, a term of endearment?
I think so. It kind of strips you down to just, like, the barest level, and it kind of says, like, you know me, and I know you.
Yeah, there is an intimacy in it,
yeah,
strangely.
I think so.
We're the only in the city who can stand me. I have lost a hero.
This album does feel like a different part of your journey. I mean, there are a lot of things that come to mind when people think about who you are and what your work has been. Not a whole lot of ballads, not a whole lot of straightforward storytelling, and that's much more pronounced.
I knew that I just wanted to go straight for the heart, and I had a really thoughtful, wonderful dinner with Jack Antonoff, who co-produced this record with me, and it was more or less the first time we'd ever hung out and met, and we sat down and we basically just told each other everything that was going wrong in our lives, and we bonded instantly, and then just kind of made it like a blood pact to just go for the jugular and push every song over the emotional finish line.
I cannot stop the airplane from crashing, and we circled down from the sky.
So what did that mean when you say there was a blood pact that we were just going to go for the emotional jugular? Did it mean being more earnest?
Yeah, that certainly is an aspect to it. Every song is a pretty clear, I would say, like, narrative. For me, that was sort of the thing that I had not done. The sort of slit the wrist and bleed out kind of songs I had not done. And so mine has been a journey from being very much in my head to slowly moving down further and further and further. And I would say that the nexus of power from this record is like the gut rather than the throat or the head.
Sometimes I sit in the smoking section, hoping one rogue spark will land in my direction. And when you stomp me out, I scream and I'll shout, let it happen, let it happen, let it happen.
This is someone who's in a dark place. This is someone who's in a state of deep depression. And it's easier to write in metaphor, and you don't do that at all. You go for the jugular.
Mm-hmm.
That was a comfortable thing to write?
Sorry. I just got on your video list. You're like, that will be question number 45 for my dumbest questions of all time.
Not at all. It was so sweet. It was honestly, it was like a really like sweet kind of like a way that my mom would ask the question. Darling, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you
That's
okay?
Really what the question is.
I know.
Are
it
you
was,
okay?
I saw the intention behind it, and I really appreciate it. It was very sweet.
Okay, thanks.
Sometimes I go to the edge of my room. I think I'll jump just to punish you.
It's a dark song, Annie.
It sure is. Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I was there, so I wrote it.
Did you have any second thoughts? Did you have any regrets about putting any of these songs together in the public domain?
No.
No.
I really don't. I mean, I don't know if I've changed or the world has changed, but it's just like we're in the middle of the action movie sequence and, you know, comets are flying and the buildings are crumbling to the ground. Like, talking about humanity is like not the worst thing
Your
you
own,
can do.
Yeah. It's like emotional what, breakdown is nothing compared
yeah,
to
Yeah, like come
going.
On. Like whatever.
It's not the end. It's not the end.
Annie Clark. She performs under the name Saint Vincent. Her new album is called Mass Seduction. Annie, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. I love you guys so much.